is like an impromptu, like, poetry slam. Just brain dump as if this is my journal kind of vibe this evening. And I just don't even know how to put into words everything that I'm feeling. Just so... And depressed isn't the word. It's just not the word. I just don't feel when I get sad anymore that it's depression. I feel like it's really just this deep contemplation of, like, what the fuck is my life and what is my brain and what are these thoughts and these feelings that I'm having. And it's just this, like, need to understand and this need to control. I try to control so many things in my life all the time. I try to control things so much that it's controlling my life. Like, this need to control is controlling my life and keeping me from being open to other possibilities, being open to ideas, and being open to my emotions and my feelings and allowing myself to actually process them. You know, I move... Well, let me backtrack. I came to see this boy in Austin, God, so long ago. It kind of feels like I'm making it up at this point. I came to see this boy in Austin, and I couldn't sleep. I stayed the weekend or whatever, maybe a night or two, and I couldn't sleep, and I don't know. I sat out on the balcony. It was late at night, and I was looking at the moon. And I had this just, like, this feeling in the air, you know, like in movies when there's, like, a full moon and it feels eerie and they play, like, that certain music. And it's not creepy, but you, like, know, like, something's different. Like, some things are about to change. Like, there's a change coming. Like, I felt that. I felt that in the air. And it's, like, I knew I needed to move to Austin, and it wasn't for him. Not at all. It was... Because it was something in the wind. Something was just telling me, like, there's a question here that you need to be asking, and you have to move here to figure it out. And, you know, now that I'm here, it's like, I think the answer is a little more clear. I think it's just that I needed to come here to understand who I am through my own eyes and not through others. I think I've spent so much of my life not worried about what others think of me, but just I want to know how others perceive me. Like, just a genuine question, like, how am I being perceived? And I think I worry about that so often. I think I try so hard to be seen as something that I'm not really truly being able to be seen as myself. And I think for a really long time, I don't think I really even knew how I perceived myself. And that's just an interesting thought to me. I think I see fear and shame, and I see guilt for not being the exact person that I want to be. And then I see this intense anger for not really understanding why who I am right now isn't already enough. And I see sadness, and I see loneliness, and I see this understanding that even if that boy was in my bed right now holding me tonight, I still wouldn't feel complete. And I understand why he ran away, because how could you love someone that wasn't ready to let love in? And I think about that a lot. I am not sure what I'm doing with my life, but I know that what I'm doing right now doesn't suit me anymore. And I think that's okay. I think we have this whole idea that, like, whenever we get sad and we start thinking, like, oh, you know, this doesn't feel right anymore. I don't, whatever I'm doing doesn't bring me happiness anymore. And I think we get so stuck on the fact that what we're doing isn't bringing us happiness that we don't make a change and actually do something different. I think we get so stuck on this fact that we're unhappy, and we get so obsessive over it that we're just like, I'm unhappy, that, like, we can't see, like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, what's next then? If this isn't it, then what is? And it's okay. I think we get so stuck on the fact that, like, well, I tried something and I've been doing it for this amount of time and I feel like it should be making me feel this kind of way, and it's not. It did for a while, so why isn't it anymore? And we're trying to force things so often. Like, it used to make me happy. It used to make me happy. It used to make me happy. I wanted this for so long. I wanted it for so long, and here it is, and now I don't want it anymore. And I think we try to force ourselves to want the thing that we don't want anymore, and that's what's really bringing us unhappiness. And I think too much about this boy that I came to Austin to see. I think about him too much. My creativity drains me. I want to create so much that I end up not creating anything. I know that it's what I'm supposed to be doing, using my hands and my imagination. And every day that I don't do that, I feel farther away from who I am. I just feel really alone in the city. It feels lonely here. I knew that he didn't have the capacity to love me the way that I deserved, and I didn't have the capability to tell him that it was all going to be okay. Like, I felt like he really needed this person to tell him that, like, it's all going to be fine, and I know that it will never be. It's never just going to be fine. It just is what it is, and I wanted to share that with him, but he wasn't ready. And I'm not ready to stop thinking about the way he made me feel. And I don't even know if it was, like, him. You know? I think it was just that, like, I saw the reflection of myself in him. And I loved that. And so I think what it really was is that, like, I love that he made me love myself. And I miss that. And it's not that I can't feel that without him. It felt so easy with him. I want to relapse again, but not because I'm craving the drug. I'm just craving to feel whole. I feel so empty that I'm cold. I feel cold in this fucking expensive apartment that has an AC that's been broken for like a fucking week. I feel cold because I'm so empty. I think of running around in a sundress in a field at sunset, and that thought just really makes me really happy. I think about making homemade bread on like a Sunday afternoon, and that makes me really happy. I imagine myself kissing someone that probably isn't him. I'm not sure he will ever feel good enough for me. I had this impression that I'm like an empress in his mind, that I have it all together, and that, like, that he just doesn't understand how I'm just so happy after all I've been through. And I just don't think he realizes that I'm really just a fool. I wish that, like, he could have seen that side too, and then maybe he'd understand that we don't have to be alone in this suffering, you know, that, like, just because I am an empress, just because I have suffered and I still see the light, doesn't mean that I don't suffer, you know? I want my poetry to, like, change lives, but I guess for right now it's just something that I do to pass the time, and I mean, that's the thing. The time is going to pass anyways, you know. I saw this thing that was like, oh, but that's going to take me years to do. And it's like, yeah, well, the time's going to pass anyways. Like, what are you doing with your time? Like, what am I doing with my time? And I don't like how I'm spending my time. I don't like how, when I think about these things, I think about my best friend Bailey, who's dead. I hate that I think about that. Not that I think about him. I miss him. But I think about, like, I could be dead at any moment. Like, he was just shot to death in a fucking apartment 2 blocks down from our apartment. Just gone. I just get a phone call at, like, 5 a.m. that he's dead. Like, I was angry about him not picking up his dog's shit before he left to go hang out with friends. And Like, he's just dead. And, like, I could be dead at 5 a.m. And I don't like how I'm spending my time right now. It felt like heaven, the way we fit together, like, these puzzle pieces. But the way that he disappeared made me start to think that, like, maybe I was just forcing myself to fit in a space that he didn't want me to be in. My creativity comes in handy when I paint, when I get dressed in the morning, when I dance. But sometimes I really can't stand my imagination because it dreams about a day where maybe he would be mine, and I really wish those fantasies didn't play like a broken record on repeat. I think I get scared of my imagination. I think sometimes, like when I obsess over things, when I'm OCD and I just can't stop thinking about those things, my creativity kind of comes from the same place in my mind as those obsessive thoughts. So when I try to write books and I try to create love stories and fantasies and I'm trying to be an author, I associate it with me being obsessive and crazy, and I don't know how to separate the two, and that really makes me feel sad because writing has been my craft ever since I was little. I would sit at the YMCA when my mom would work all day, and I would just write and write, and I would write all these stories and all this fiction. I love fiction, and I wanna have a published book, but every time I try to write, I feel crazy. I feel like I'm making it all up in my head, and that's literally what it is, right? I'm making it all up in my head, and if I'm writing love stories, then I'm thinking about this person, and I don't want to think about this person. I wish that I could have this conversation with this person. I wish I could reach out to him, and I wish that he would respond, but I know he's too afraid. And, you know, the thing is, they say that everyone in your life is a mirror. Like, everyone that's in your life is mirroring you. So I guess that means that I'm terrified too. And I know that, like, all of this right now is just, it's just thoughts. It's just, I'm purging all of these things, all of these emotions, all of this, you know, past shit that, like, is no longer me. Like, I'm shedding my skin like a snake, and I'm transforming into, like, a new version of myself. So I need to think about these things and process and release and whatever, right? Like, I need to be feeling all of this heavy shit right now so that I can come out of it with fresh ideas and a new perspective. And I know all of that's just on the other side of what I'm feeling right now, and I'm really happy that I'm aware of that, because I used to get into these spirals and feel really depressed, and like I would let it just take over me. Like, I feel depression, that means I am depression. Like, I feel the sadness, that means, like, I am a sad person. Like, hi, my name's Paige. Like, I'm a very depressed person. Instead of just saying, like, you know, right now in this moment, like, I have, like, these big feelings. They don't make me who I am. They just are something that I'm feeling at this moment. And I'm glad that I am aware enough now to know that, like, okay, I need to, like, lay in bed, and I need to just, like, maybe listen to sad music, or I need to eat a bowl of Captain Crunch for dinner instead of, like, a full meal, and, like, that's okay. Like, that's just what feels good right now. And maybe instead of, you know, I don't know, being productive and putting my laundry away, like, maybe I should just, like, sit in the shower, like, literally just have the shower, like, pour over my head and just sit there and just be there and be numb or be angry or be sad or, like, lonely, like, whatever it is I'm feeling. Like, I just need to, like, be that. And I think that it's really nice that I can give myself that space, even though I will say, like, I am still a little hard on myself initially. Like, it's
that is my first thought. Like, why are you depressed? Like, you're working out, you're taking care of yourself, you meal prepped, like, you just got, like, a new job, like, blah, 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 like, all these things, right? Like, there's no reason for you to be sad. Like, that was such a big thing for me previously, is, like, I'd always tell myself, there's no reason for you to be sad. Like, okay, well, who the fuck said there ever needed to be a reason? And, like, first of all, clearly there is a reason. If you are feeling these things, like, your body is trying to tell you, like, something is not right, like, I need to let go of something, and it may not be, like, right now in your life there's no reason for you to be sad, but maybe there's some things that you've been holding on to from before that, like, you have not let go, and you need to let go of them, and that's what your body and your mind, they're trying to tell you, like, hey, like, I have some things to process, and, like, that's fine, like, that's okay, and it's okay if, like, you initially have these thoughts that, like, I shouldn't be feeling this way, but, like, can you follow it up with, like, okay, why am I feeling this way, like, and then I even got a little deeper, like, I started feeling like asking myself why was sometimes just too much, like, can I just even allow myself to feel this way, like, can I just allow myself to be sad? I think before, I know before, I would get so stuck on, like, I don't want to feel this way, I shouldn't be feeling this way, I need to get it together, I need to pull it together, because if I allow myself to be sad, then I'm going to be sad for a really long time, and I'm not going to be able to get out of bed, and I'm not going to be able to do the dishes, and it's going to make work even harder, and, you know, whatever. So I would, like, force myself to not be sad, and that inevitably just made me even angrier and even more sad, and that just really did make me not want to do the dishes and not get out of bed and not want to go to work, because I wasn't fucking dealing with any of it when I could have just, and, you know, so what the fucking dishes don't get done, and so what I fucking don't get out of bed for, like, a fucking day or two or whatever, like, who gives a shit, right? Like, it's just life. Like, what, work's gonna be mad? Suck my dick, okay? Suck my dick. Like, who fucking cares? I don't care. I stopped caring about those things. And maybe that's not, like, what society makes you, like, believe you should do, but, like, I just don't care, you know? Aliens are real. I'm sad. Like, and that's just what it is for today. And maybe tomorrow I'll be happy. I don't fucking know, but I'm just gonna go with whatever is right now. I just think, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to are really feeling, like, this pressure to just conform, you know, to just work, work, work. And it's just kind of, like, how society's built right now and always. But, like, I think really heavily right now, like, the condition of the world is just, like, you need two jobs to survive, and, like, you need to hustle, and it's never going to be enough, and enough is not enough, and, like, it's just, like, this mindset, the state of mind, where we just constantly feel this need to overperform, and then it leaves us feeling like we've performed nothing. It leaves us unfulfilled, because the things that we're performing, the things that we're doing is not really true to what aligns with us. We're just doing what pays the bills, right? And that's not the case for everyone, right? But, like, I think for the majority of us, I know that's how a lot of us are feeling, and I want to transition into something different. I don't want to do what, you know, society's norms have us doing. Like, I want to be able to write and make pottery and draw and just be my silly, goofy self and just enjoy life without having to struggle. And maybe that's asking for too much. I'm sure the adults in my life would tell me, like, haha, yeah, right. And maybe it's just like I'm in my 20s thing and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what it is, but I just know that, like, it doesn't feel right, and I want something different, and I think I can do it. I don't know how, and I'm trying to open myself up to not trying to figure it out. I think I try so hard. I'm like, okay, like if I get a second job and I hustle, 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 and I make all this money and I save up, then I'll be able to afford to get this and then I can pay this off, and then that'll leave me more time for this. And then like I'm trying to like do all these moves and make all these plans, and like, well, that's great and all. It's just like maybe I could be doing less and just allowing myself to see like what unfolds for me, like having an idea of like what I want and like focusing on that and feeling like the energy of like how great it would feel to have that thing, and then just see like how it's going to come to me. And I'm not saying that no work is going to be put in. I'm saying that maybe like if I just stop trying so hard to force something, that maybe the right thing will come along, right? And I can put my effort into that right thing instead of trying to force the wrong things, if that makes sense. I'm just fucking sleepy, and I'm sleeping a lot lately, and you know, I'm burnt out. I'm really burnt out. And I'm not where I thought I would be. And, you know, that's okay. But I feel like I'm stuck in this, like, in-between right now. And I just think, like, my main focuses at this point, as of today, are just, like, you know, how am I being true to myself? You know, how am I perceiving myself? How am I loving myself? Like, what am I doing that is proving to my own self that, like, I care about how I feel, and I care about myself. Like, I want to show myself that I am worthy, right? And, like, by doing that, I think I will naturally attract more worthy experiences. Because, you know, like, you do things, like, you fucking do drugs, and you fucking hang out with the wrong people, and you continue dating the wrong person, or you keep doing these things that you know, like, doesn't feel right for you, and you know that, like, this isn't healthy for you, like, this just isn't what aligns with you. And you keep doing these things, and you keep trying to force these things because it's maybe all that you've known, or it's just something you're comfortable with, or you just, change is scary, like whatever the fuck it is, right? You just keep doing these things, and, you know, it just doesn't feel good. Like, and then it feels so bad that, like, you start physically getting sick. That's how you know, like, when you are starting to have, like, all of these, like, body aches and pains and, like, whatever illnesses, even, like, you start feeling these certain things, like, it's the time to, like, tune in, like, what is my body, like, what is my mind, like, what am I trying to tell myself, like, I need to listen that, like, something is not aligning, something is not right, like, where can I give myself a little extra love, where can I give myself a little extra support? I always like to say, and have trouble doing, but I always like to say, like, you have to treat yourself like you would treat, like, your best friend or your child, like, someone that you really love, so your fucking dog, right? Like, something you really, really care for, like, you wouldn't want them to be feeling this way. You wouldn't want them to be treating themselves like this. You wouldn't want them to be putting themselves in these kinds of situations around these kinds of people doing these certain bad things for themselves. Like, you want the best for them, right? Like, and you should want the best for yourself, and if you don't, like, maybe you should, like, look a little deeper into that, right? Like, why is it that you don't feel like you deserve good things? Why is it you don't feel like you're worthy of being healthy, of taking care of yourself, of being in an environment that makes you feel supported and like you're thriving? I don't know. I feel like that's all I have for right now. I would love if, like, y'all would reach out and tell me, like, what your focuses are right now. I would just love to know, like, where are you at in your life right now? And obviously, you can tell, like, it doesn't need to be, like, you don't need to be in this, like, perfect place. Like, if you're in a shit place, like, let me know. And if you're a really good place, like, fucking let me know, too. Like, I want to hear all of it, you know? I'm like, I'm happy for you either way, because the point is that you're here and you're experiencing things and you're going to figure it out. And it might not be tonight and it might not be tomorrow, but like eventually, right? Like I was sitting on that balcony and I knew that I needed to be here in Austin, and here I am. I'm in Austin, right? Now there's new questions for me to ask myself, but whatever, I got here. So yeah, it's all about just like listening to yourself, listening to the wind. I don't know, sometimes listening to your gut. I feel like sometimes my gut's like a little iffy, like, are you sure, bitch, that's what we should be doing right now? Yeah. Okay. Well, sending you love and light and all that fucking hippy dippy shit. Peace out.